Ever wondered why some people seem to have their finances sorted while others struggle paycheck to paycheck? Scott Papes, the Barefoot Investor, has become Australia's financial Bible for good reason. It sold over 1 million copies and created what journalist Monique Bowley called the biggest finance cult in Australia. Even the Prime Minister has taken notice of this phenomenon that has thousands of Australians carrying orange bank cards with handwritten financial mantras. What makes this book so powerful isn't complex financial wizardry, but rather its back-to-basics approach that anyone can follow. Unlike most financial advisors, Pape accepts no kickbacks or commissions for his recommendations. He gives readers the same advice he'd give his own mother. This fierce independence, combined with his experience rebuilding after losing everything in a devastating bushfire, gives his advice an authenticity that resonates with readers seeking genuine financial transformation. When Scott Pape's farm burned to the ground, leaving only chimneys and rubble, he made a pivotal decision. While staring at the devastation with his traumatized wife and crying baby, he thought, "I've got this." This moment became the foundation of his financial philosophy, because someday we'll all face our own financial fires, whether redundancy, divorce, illness, or retirement worries. The question is, will you confidently say, "I've got this," when that happens? After the fire, with a million urgent tasks demanding attention, Pape and his wife chose to plant an apple tree. This wasn't for immediate results. You don't plant on Saturday expecting apples on Sunday. You trust nature's process. Plant, grow, harvest. This same pattern works perfectly with money. We must plant the seeds of wealth, nurture them patiently, and eventually enjoy a life-changing harvest. Most people approach their finances like groundhogs, doing the same thing daily while complaining nothing changes. The alternative is developing what Pape calls the alpaca attitude, taking responsibility, making tough decisions, and refusing to make excuses. He witnessed this firsthand when his alpacas circled protectively around traumatized sheep despite their badly burned hooves after the fire. Nothing would stop them from protecting their flock. That's the attitude we need about our money. The first battle is with ourselves and those limiting beliefs formed in youth. These teenage scripts autoplay whenever we fail, slowly eroding self-confidence and keeping us trapped financially. Common excuses include, "I'm not smart with money." "It's a learnable skill, not innate intelligence." "I don't earn enough." "It's about what you save, not what you earn." "I've left it too late." "How many years do you have left?" And "the economy sucks." More millionaires were created during the Great Depression than any other time. The barefoot investor approach isn't about doing everything at once, which accomplishes nothing. Instead, it focuses on completing one step at a time, making you financially fireproof with everything on autopilot. You'll have made major decisions in advance, eliminating panic when crises strike. This isn't your typical self-help finance book with visualization exercises. It's built on time-tested values from the Silent Generation, who thrived through the Great Depression by paying bills with cash, saving rather than relying on credit, living in modest homes, and celebrating when they paid them off. The foundation of financial transformation begins with scheduling 5 weekly barefoot date nights, followed by monthly ones forever, where you'll implement financial steps while enjoying dinner, garlic bread, and wine. This works for couples and singles alike. Singles can bring a trusted friend or just the book. There are 3 compelling reasons to start immediately. It makes you happier. Spending time with loved ones directly predicts well-being. It unites you against financial challenges, and it acknowledges that real wealth building takes time. During your first date night, you'll establish a simple banking infrastructure that banishes fees forever. Most people have their accounts for arbitrary reasons, their parents' bank, bundled with a home loan, or from childhood accounts. Australians pay the highest bank fees worldwide, $477 per household annually. Pape recommends setting up ING Orange Everyday accounts with zero fees, two accounts nicknamed Daily Expenses and Splurge, plus ING Savings Maximizer accounts nicknamed Smile and Fire Extinguisher. For emergencies, establish a separate Mojo account with $2,000 at a different institution to make it harder to access. Your second date night focuses on superannuation, potentially saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in just 1 hour. The finance industry's dirty secret is that you'll pay two-thirds of your super fees after retirement. Research shows the average worker could accumulate $663,000 in super over their working life, but will pay $174,000 in fees. Choosing an ultra-low-cost super fund is the easiest way to win a game that millions of people lose. Pape reveals he uses the Host Plus Indexed Balanced Fund, which charges just 0.06% in investment management fees, plus a $78 annual admin fee. For a 35-year-old with $50,000 in super, contributing $5,000 annually over 30 years, the difference between a fund charging 1% versus 0.02% in fees amounts to $226,484. The third date night tackles insurance, where Pape provides three golden rules. Only insure against financially devastating events. Choose higher excesses to lower premiums, and negotiate with insurers annually. He includes word-for-word scripts for negotiating lower premiums and recommends most people under 31 or earning under $90,000 single or $180,000 family don't need private health insurance due to Australia's excellent public system. After losing everything in a bushfire, Pape received a large insurance payout but bought almost nothing for a year. This experience provided a profound lesson about stuff that changed his relationship with possessions forever. Despite Australians having incomes three times higher than in 1950 and living in one of the world's richest countries, 62% believe they can't afford everything they need. When asked how much more money would be enough, people invariably answer, "More than I'm earning now." Marketers globally spend $1 trillion annually creating emotional voids that make us feel dissatisfied with what we have. The solution isn't extreme frugality, but conscious spending. Spending extravagantly on things that genuinely improve life while ruthlessly cutting unconscious purchases. Pape illustrates this with his first major purchase after the fire, a high-quality Dunlop pillow. Since we spend a third of our lives on pillows, this purchase delivers multi-millionaire comfort at a fraction of the cost. Even billionaires like James Packer rest their heads on pillows. The difference is in conscious choices, not income level. This philosophy extends to all purchases. Rather than spending $15,000 on the difference between base and top-range car models, mostly status features like leather seats and faux wood grain, a conscious spender would redirect that money toward experiences and everyday luxuries that genuinely enhance life. Financial control doesn't mean being miserable. It means redirecting money from meaningless purchases to things that matter. Pape introduces his serviette strategy, a brilliantly simple three-bucket system originally sketched on the back of a napkin that puts money management on autopilot. The genesis of this system came before his wedding, when he proposed combining finances with his fiancée, Liz. Despite her initial strong resistance, worried he would micromanage their spending and scrutinize every purchase, the approach has proven transformative, helping them jointly manage investments, save $27,000 for their dream honeymoon, pay off their mortgage years ahead of schedule, and build a robust six-month emergency fund. The fundamental power of the system lies in its elegant simplicity. Pape argues that if you can't explain your financial plan to a 10-year-old in 30 seconds, it's too complex and you won't maintain it long term. He deliberately rejects conventional budgeting wisdom that relies on willpower and detailed expense tracking, citing compelling research by renowned psychologist Roy Baumeister showing that willpower functions like a muscle that becomes fatigued from overuse. Just as dieters often break down late at night after a day of resistance, complex budgets typically fail within months. The serviette strategy seamlessly connects with the five foundational accounts established earlier to create a fully automated money management system. The mechanics are straightforward. 100% of take-home pay is initially directed into the daily expenses account, then automatically distributed following PAPE's 60-10-10-20 rule. 60% remains for basic living expenses, including housing, utilities, transportation, insurance, groceries. 10% transfers to the splurge account for guilt-free discretionary spending like coffee and entertainment. 10% goes to the smile account for longer-term goals like holidays and special purchases. And 20% flows to the fire extinguisher account for tackling pressing financial fires, such as aggressive debt repayment, saving for home deposits, or making extra mortgage payments. This system eliminates the need for complex spreadsheets or constant monitoring. Once set up, it requires just 10 minutes of maintenance per week. Typically, a quick check on Sunday evening to ensure all transfers processed correctly and balances align with goals. PAPE includes specific examples of how different income levels can adapt the percentages while maintaining the core framework. For instance, higher income earners might direct 30% or more to fire extinguisher, while those starting out might temporarily adjust to 70% for basics and reduce other buckets proportionally. PAPE describes debt as slavery that controls every aspect of your life, from what you wear to where you work. He recounts confronting a Senate parliamentary inquiry on credit cards, making provocative statements comparing Commonwealth Bank teaching kids about money to Ronald McDonald teaching nutrition. He exposes how banks target children through school programs, paying schools kickbacks to sign up kids, and creating marketing databases that offer credit cards on their 18th birthdays. Most people learn about money from these self-interested institutions rather than financially savvy parents, leading to destructive debt cycles. PAPE systematically debunks common credit card justifications, I pay it off monthly, rewards points, emergencies, and explains how credit card interest becomes the biggest purchase people make. He proudly stands as a reverse status symbol by running his business and family without credit cards. His five domino method for debt elimination includes calculate, list all debts, negotiate, call creditors to lower rates, eliminate, cut up credit cards, detonate, pay off smallest debts first using fire extinguisher money, and celebrate, burn paid statements as motivation. Rather than focusing on highest interest debts, PAPE emphasizes building momentum through quick wins by tackling smallest debts first. This approach is designed not just to eliminate debt, but to rebuild confidence and develop financial discipline that leads to true freedom. PAPE still believes in the great Australian dream of homeownership, though he's seen it become a nightmare for those who take on too much debt. While Australians are property obsessed, our housing market is ridiculously overvalued, with the highest household debt levels globally. Despite this, home ownership remains one of the best financial decisions. It's a 30-year forced savings plan with tax-free gains. Common mistakes include waiting for market crashes instead of saving now, overextending financially, especially before children arrive, buying investment properties first, rarely works, renting without saving the difference, and not exploring alternatives like inner-city apartments or country living. For best results, save a 20% deposit using your fire extinguisher money to avoid expensive lender's mortgage insurance. A couple on average wages could potentially save $100,000 in 20 months by living on one income. When hunting for a home, PAPE recommends going direct, checking real estate websites, but also placing ads in local papers and dropping heartfelt letters in mailboxes of houses you like. His crucial tips include, don't trust bank pre-approvals, they're not guarantees. Don't believe agents' price quotes, they deliberately underquote. Treat auctions like street theater. Be confident, but walk away if bidding exceeds your limit. Pay for good legal advice, and remember the golden rule of real estate isn't location, 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 but safety, safety, safety. The key to successful investing is leaving emotions at the door. Most investors underperform the market by 7.25% annually because they make fear-based decisions during market downturns. A study by Dalbar shows that over 30 years, someone who simply invested $100,000 in an index fund and did nothing would have $2,351,916, while the average emotional investor would have only $297,415, a difference of over $2 million. The secret is putting investing on autopilot, like your super contributions, which automatically buy more shares when prices are low, like Boxing Day sales, and fewer when prices are high. Becoming a business owner through shares is how wealth is built. Just ask Cecilia, who built a $100,000 portfolio on less than $50,000 annual income by starting with one company and gradually expanding to 12. For beginners, the Australian Foundation Investment Company, AFIC, offers an excellent starting point with low fees and exposure to top businesses. Papa recommends contributing 15% of your gross wage to superannuation. Since employers already contribute 9.5%, individuals need to add just 5.5% more through salary sacrifice. This strategy not only secures retirement, but also provides significant tax benefits, potentially cutting your marginal tax rate by more than half. He illustrates this with Jane, a 30-year-old teacher who adds $330 monthly to her super, resulting in an additional $569,073 at retirement and a total super balance of over $2 million. Pape forcefully challenges one of real estate's most repeated claims, that property doubles every 7 to 10 years, dismissing it as rubbish backed by comprehensive historical data. He cites extensive research from University of New South Wales professor Nigel Stapledon analyzing Australian property returns from 1901-2015, revealing a modest 2.1% average annual return after accounting for inflation, excluding significant ownership costs like interest payments, maintenance, and renovations. This finding is reinforced by Yale economist Professor Robert Shiller's landmark study of U.S. property prices from 1890 to 2004, which found even lower returns of just 0.4% annually after inflation. While certain Australian locations have indeed doubled in value every 7 to 10 years during the past 24 years, Pape demonstrates how this period represents an extraordinary anomaly driven by three unique factors: interest rates plummeting from historic highs of 18% to record lows around 4%, unprecedented household debt levels, and generous tax incentives through negative gearing policies. This combination created artificial market conditions unlikely to be repeated. Pape particularly emphasizes how leveraged property investment fundamentally undermines the power of compound interest. Using detailed calculations, he shows how mortgage interest payments typically consume or exceed rental income, creating ongoing negative cash flow. He reinforces this point by quoting legendary investor Warren Buffett's stark warning to stay away from debt, and presents a compelling comparative case study. Peter, who simply invests $5,000 in shares with minimal transaction costs and administrative burden, versus Paula, who purchases a $585,000 apartment requiring $33,244 in upfront costs, including stamp duty, legal fees, and building inspections. Paula faces annual losses of $5,121 even after tax benefits from negative gearing, and needs property values to rise by $100,000 just to break even after a decade of ownership when accounting for all costs. Drawing from his personal experience, Pape shares his alternative approach to property investment through listed property vehicles like BWP Trust, which owns Bunnings Warehouse properties. This strategy provides exposure to commercial real estate while avoiding traditional landlord challenges like maintenance, vacancies, and tenant issues, while generating consistent 8% returns with minimal ongoing costs. He concludes by emphasizing the importance of focusing on actual cash returns and regular income rather than speculative capital gains, warning investors against being seduced by property market myths and marketing hype. The section provides concrete evidence that many commonly held beliefs about property investment returns are based more on selective memory and marketing than historical reality, particularly when accounting for the full costs of property ownership and the unique conditions that drove recent market performance. The fundamental secret to raising financially literate children is modeling good money management yourself. Since children imitate their parents' behaviors, even when they appear not to listen, Pape emphasizes three core modeling behaviors: being a good provider, demonstrating the joy and respect earned through consistent hard work, practicing conscious thrift, teaching resource conservation and systematic saving, and demonstrating investing firsthand through real-world examples. Parents should involve children in age-appropriate financial discussions and decisions, explaining basic concepts like budgeting during grocery shopping or comparing prices while online shopping. The power of long-term investing for children is compelling. A one-time $2,000 investment combined with weekly $50 contributions could grow to approximately $140,000 over 21 years, assuming average market returns. This strategy could potentially cover significant education costs that many parents currently finance through burdensome student loans and personal debt. Starting early provides the maximum benefit of compound interest, which Pape calls the eighth wonder of the world when it comes to building wealth. For parents earning under $37,000 annually, Pape recommends a specific investment strategy: buying shares in low-cost listed investment companies, LICs, like AFIC or Argo, in the lower earning spouse's name on behalf of the child. These LICs provide broad market exposure with relatively low fees and have strong historical dividend payment records. For those earning over $37,000 annually, investment bonds emerge as an excellent alternative, offering three distinct advantages: complete capital gains tax exemption after a 10-year holding period, no requirement to declare income on yearly tax returns, and the flexibility to increase yearly contributions by up to 25% while maintaining all tax benefits. To prevent raising financially entitled children, Pape advocates implementing a practical three-jar money management system, labeled spend, save, and give. The spend jar, receiving 50% of money, teaches savvy shopping through direct experience, encouraging children to make thoughtful purchasing decisions. The save jar, receiving 40%, instills the fundamental habit of delayed gratification and long-term planning, helping children work towards specific goals like a new bike or gaming console. The give jar, receiving 10%, teaches social responsibility and perspective by helping children understand their privileged position globally and the importance of contributing to others' well-being. For teenagers, Pape recommends transitioning this system to three separate bank accounts with the same designations, introducing them to digital banking while maintaining the core principles of money management. Parents should also regularly discuss financial concepts with their children, using real-world examples and teachable moments. This might include explaining why certain purchases are delayed, demonstrating comparison shopping, or showing them how to track expenses using simple apps or spreadsheets. The goal is to gradually build financial competence while instilling strong money values that will serve them throughout their lives. Pape introduces his Donald Bradman retirement strategy with a bold promise to ensure you'll never run out of money, while challenging conventional retirement wisdom. Financial planners typically claim you need $1 to $2 million for retirement, which terrifies most people in their 50s. Pape boldly states that you need far less, specifically a paid-off home plus $250,000 in super for couples or $170,000 for singles. This becomes your retirement number that you must reach before considering retirement. With a paid-off home and your retirement number reached, Pape describes a comfortable lifestyle including annual trips to Noosa, regular restaurant dining, a near-new car, nice clothes, technology, hobbies, gifts for grandchildren, home renovations, and quality private health insurance. This matches what the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, ASFA, calculates as a comfortable retirement, costing $60,264 annually for couples and $42,764 for singles. His three-step retirement strategy works regardless of super balance. First, you must own your home debt-free before retiring. Second, you must reach your retirement number, which allows you to receive close to the maximum age pension while having assets. The pension provides about 60% of what you need for a comfortable retirement and is guaranteed for life. The final scorecard combines three income streams: the age pension, $35,573.20 for couples; a tax-free super pension, minimum 5% drawdown or $12,500 annually from $250,000; and part-time work earning $13,000 tax-free through Centrelink's work bonus. This totals $61,073, exceeding the comfortable retirement target. Each barefoot step moves you toward financial freedom, culminating in the final one: leave a legacy. This isn't about mathematics or finance, it's about why you bothered gaining control of your money. You're gonna die someday, and there will be a funeral where people talk about you. What will they say? What would you like them to say? At your funeral, they won't mention your Mercedes with the quilted trim. They'll talk about the good things you did and the difference you made to those you loved. It doesn't need to be Bill Gates grand. You don't need buildings named after you or world records. When Pape's grandfather died, three generations stood around his grave while they played "The Man in the Picture" by the Bobcats, a song about an ordinary man who was a hero to his family. The Australian Unity Wellbeing Index reveals the golden triangle of happiness: a sense of purpose, strong personal relationships, and financial control. Financial security isn't about your net worth, it's about your self-worth. You achieve freedom the moment you commit to following a common-sense financial plan. You don't need to wait until you've paid off debts or saved enough for retirement. Control begins immediately when you trust in a proven system. Professor Cummins' research found that financial insecurity produces feelings similar to physical torture. Remarkably, low-income earners who felt in control of their finances, rating themselves 8-10 or higher, were far happier than higher earners who felt less in control. The story of a single mother with massive debt illustrates this. After reading the Barefoot Plan, she gained immediate confidence, knowing she had a clear roadmap to follow. Pape addresses readers directly, acknowledging the doubters in their lives, whether fathers, teachers, bosses, or their own inner critics. He assures readers of success if they follow the barefoot steps, and imagines receiving their emails a year later describing their progress and pride. The central affirmation remains, "I've got this."